Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 9 through 14. For all of them were trying to frighten us, thinking, "They will become discouraged with the work, and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands." When I entered the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, son of Mehetabel, who was confined at home, he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you, and they are coming to kill you at night." But I said, "Should a man like me flee? And could one such as I go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." Then I perceived that surely God had not sent him, but he uttered his prophecy against me, because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired for this reason, that I might become frightened and act accordingly in sin, so that they might have an evil report in order that they could reproach me. Remember, O my God, Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these works of theirs, and also Noadiah the prophetess, and the rest of the prophets who were trying to frighten me.
When those of us who are believers submit to God and allow Him to rebuild our broken places, we can expect opposition. Nehemiah's efforts to restore Jerusalem were threatened by Sanballat and others. In a similar way, we have an enemy, Satan, who opposes the work God is doing in our life, an antagonist who does everything possible to discourage and distract us. When that happens, we can echo Nehemiah's prayer, "Now, God, strengthen my hands." Today's scripture passage tells of a hindrance involving Shemaiah, an Israelite who advised Nehemiah to preserve his life by hiding from his enemies. This incident suggests that even people from whom we seek wisdom might at times obey the voice of fear and ignore the bigger picture. Once Nehemiah perceived that God had not sent Shemaiah, Nehemiah refused to listen to the anxiety-driven advice. He saw Shemaiah for who he was, a false friend hired by Sanballat. When answering the call to partner with God in the work of renewal, we have a choice: give in to distress or heed the Lord's voice that promises, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever abandon you." The Lord wants us to say no to fear. Although we may be tempted to despair at the brokenness around and within us, we can cling to God's promise of restoration and entrust our life to the one who makes all things new.